For the sample PA for these urgent care, today's date is 03/09/2026. Dictation is for Miss Leila Gonzalez. Gonzalez spells G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S. Leila spells L-A-Y-L-A-H. Date of birth is 08/28/2003. 22-year-old female, here with air pain, period. Patient stated that she was seen here recently on 02/18/2026. Was diagnosed with otitis media. Bilateral with cerumen impaction on the left, a right otitis media with effusion, and right ear pain, period. She was treated with amoxicillin Debrox and stated that her pain is better. She's still a little uncomfortable, but her hearing is not improved, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented and no cues in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 110 over 98. Pulse 122, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. Left ear, cerumen impacted, couldn't get a good visual of her tympanic membrane. Right ear, a tympanic membrane does appear to have some effusion, it's erythematous, poor light reflex, and there's moderate amount of cerumen impacted in that ear also, period. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert or oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cerumen impaction. Number two, ear pain. Number three is decreased hearing. A hearing test was done today using audiometer, manual audiometer. Does show diffuse decreasing hearing at all frequencies bilaterally, period. Next paragraph, procedure, cerumen removal from the left ear. Next line, I explained to the patient the procedure. I explained to her the complications, which include TM perforation infection and failure to remove all of the wax. She understands, says she understands, and give verbal consent for me to proceed. With the ear curette, I removed moderate amount of hard wax, but was unable to remove all as patient complains of pain during the process, period. I will go ahead and send this patient to see her otolaryngologist. She was sent home with Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for pain. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse, and she cannot get into the specialist or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.